As to your expectations, speaking generally, keep them small. Think big, and that will foretell the size of your material failure and your psychological disappointment as well. I developed this philosophy at the age of 2, a time when I fully expected to become a 4- or 5-term president of the United States. Maybe word of my eventual campaign was leaked, I have no way of knowing, but that was the year, 1951, that Congress set the 2-term limit on the presidency. Coincidence? Right. Already, I was an accomplished communicator and not shy about declaring my ambitions, albeit often by way of extra-normal, not to say paranormal, means, means familiar to all 2-year-olds, but truly exploited only by the few. At this time, too, I was anticipating publishing, within months, what I expected would be the first of many award-winning novels. My working title was The Catcher in the Rye. You see what I mean. Is it possible that in 1951, J.D. Salinger was channeling my storyline, which paralleled his in uncanny ways? The nuances of similarity touch on plot, character, setting, theme, the works. Is that possible? Right. So I'm willing to ascribe this disappointment to coincidence, but regardless, that synchronicity gives me zero satisfaction. The main character in my The Catcher in the Rye was named Jim Bob Martino, and I give it up begrudgingly to J.D. on this detail. The name Holden Caulfield instinctively has more oomph, more muchness, especially if you're from the East Coast. And I expected to be born on the East Coast. I was half a continent off. I was not a well-adjusted 2-year-old. Contradiction in terms, concede the point. The final straw involved being edged out of a lucrative contract to record the guaranteed-to-be-a-hit song, Picture Me Without You, which in 1951 went to Perry Como, of all people. Perry Como. Right. I had a tortured relationship with Mr. C from then on, including after he recorded Hot Diggity Dog Diggity Boom What You Do to Me, which was in every way my song, and foreshadowed life with my dog Basil. I was always Mr. D to Perry's Mr. C. I still am. Given my history of low expectations, that should please me more than irritate me, which I guess is further evidence that you can't keep your expectations too low. There's no bottom to no hope. Those dashed expectations pretty much set me on my path into and through life. And between you and me, I think there's something to be said for turning wise at 2 years old. It gives you the wherewithal, the gravitas, to say out loud to anyone for the rest of your days without irony or guile to any flight of fancy or self-delusion. Right. Right.